Today's daf was Yuma daf Mem Dalet. Almost the entire daf was all about darshaning the pasuk or learning the halacha that the Torah says Kaladum liya ba'ol moed b'vol l'chaper b'kodesh. I'd say so that while the Kohen Gadol was doing some sort of kapara related avoda, you have to clear out the entire heichel. No other person is allowed in the heichel. That comes up because the Gemara raises the question: how could it be in our Mishnah that we said the Kohen Gadol gives the blood to another Kohen to stand on Rovid Ravi Shabahechel in the fourth tile in the Heichel while the Kohen Gadol is doing the Ketores? Apparently, while he's doing the Ketores, everyone needs to be out of the Heichel. So the Gemara says, no, he's not standing in the Heichel, he's standing on the fourth tile outside, the fourth row of tiles outside of the Heichel. He's not actually in the Heichel. But once we get to that pasuk, we start discussing this halacha in general about no one being allowed in the Heichel while the Kohen Gadol is doing the Ketores. And the Gemara tells us this halacha doesn't only apply in the Ohel Moed Shebamidbar during the time the Mishkan was in the Midbar. It applies in Shiloh as well, and in the Beis Olamim, in all the Bate Mikdash as well, that this halacha still applies. And not only does it apply to the Ketores, while the Kohen Gadol is being makti the Ketores lefnayv lefnim on Yom HaKippurim, which we learn that the pasuk must be talking about that because it talks about some kapara that applies for everybody at the same time, and that kapara is only, the only kapara that applies for everybody at the same time is Ketores. But it also applies to the matan damim. It also applies to the special sprinkling of blood that the Kohen Gadol does in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. While he's doing that, also, the Heichel needs to be cleared out entirely. The Gemara mentions that the Ketores in general is mechaper al lashon hara, yavo davar shebechashai v'yichaper al maisa chashai, that which is brought quietly. In some sense, the Ketores is considered to have been brought quietly, either because there's nothing that he says verbally while he's bringing the Ketores, or that it's all the way lefnai v'lefnim, so no one sees what he's doing, so it's done quietly. That's mechaper on maisa chashai, on whispers of lashon hara that people tend to spread. The Gemara then tells us that by the Ketores of Yom Kippur, we only need to clear out the Heichel. But when we bring the Ketores every other day in the Heichel, we need to clear out even the area between Ulam and Mizbeach. The area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach also needs to be cleared out, because you always go one step further. Wherever the Kohen Gadol is, or the Kohen that's doing the Ketor, wherever he is, you always need to clear out the next step. So when he's Lefnai V'Lefnim, you clear out the Heichel. When he's in the Heichel, you clear out even, not just the Ulam, but even the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And then the Gemara on Amud Beis darshans that this halacha of clearing out the area is not only true of these avodos of the Ketores and the Matan Dam of the special Yom HaKippurim Karbanos, but it also applies by the Matan of the Parkoin Mashiach and the Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur and the Siri Avodas Kachavim, because all of those karbanos also have kapara associated with it, and we darshan kapara from Yom HaKippurim that the same halacha would apply. The Gemara suggests, the Rav Acha Bar Ava suggests that Malos Da'oraisa, that all 10 levels of Kedusha that are described about the Beis HaMikdash in Maseches Kelim, the 10 different levels of Kedusha in ascending order as we go further in toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim, must be Mida Oraisa, and that's why the area Bein Hu'ulam V'la Mizbeach is different than the rest of the Azara. That must be a Din Da'oraisa. The Gemara originally suggests that, and then the Gemara says, no, maybe it's not a Chilik Mida Oraisa between the rest of the Azara and the area Bein Hu'ulam V'la Mizbeach. Maybe it's only a Derabanan Chilik, but we're still going to make that distinction, because when you're Bein Hu'ulam V'la Mizbeach, there's nothing stopping you from going into the Heichel. There's nothing in your way. When you're in the rest of the Azara, the Mizbeach is in your way, so you're never going to end up going into the Heichel. The Gemara also says, Amar Rava Shemamina Kedusha Sulam VeHeichel Chadamilsa. Rava suggested that the Kedusha of the Ulam itself has the same status as the Kedusha of the Heichel, because what's the one step outside of the Heichel? Instead of just saying the one step outside of the Heichel is the Ulam, we said the one step outside of the Heichel is Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach. So it must be that the Ulam is part of the Heichel. The Gemara says, no, maybe the Ulam has the same status as the area of Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach, and it's not at all like the Heichel. The Heichel has one Kedusha. The next Kedusha down is the area of the Ulam plus the area Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach. Then we go back to just going through a number of the lines in our Mishnah about the special way Ketores was done in Yom HaKippurim. We spoke about how it was done with a silver shovel the rest of the year and a gold shovel in Yom Kippur, and the reason that it was done with a silver shovel the rest of the year is because HaTorah Chasal Mamonim Shel Yisrael, the Torah is careful not to waste the money of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara tells us that if there was an extra, that since during the rest of the year they would use two shovels, they would shovel out the coals and then empty it into a smaller shovel so there was some overflow. The overflowed coals would be swept away into the Amma, which was a waterway that would go through to clean out the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara has some detailed discussion about how much extra coals there were, whether it was one extra kav or two extra kavin of coals. And then the last thing we did this morning is the Gemara mentioned something that did not say in our Mishnah, that in addition to the fact that the shovel that we use on Yom Kippur was a lighter shovel and that it had a longer handle, which makes it easier for the Kohen Gadol to hold, but in addition to that, it was hayula niyashtik. It had some sort of ring attached to the end, which made some noise, so you always knew where he was going, you always knew when he was coming, because it made some noise as it rattled around.